First, though, pancreatic cancer is shaping up to become the second leading cause of cancer deaths across the world by 2020. Today is World Pancreatic Cancer Day to raise awareness for what is an extremely aggressive but often under-recognised disease. Pancreatic cancer is a killer. It has the lowest survival rate of any cancer, with the average patient surviving only 3 to 6 months after diagnosis. But there is some hope. A new organoid bank will be established at the Victorian Comprehensive Cancer Centre. Professor Sean Grimond is a pancreatic cancer expert and Bertolli Chair of Cancer Medicine at the University of Melbourne. He's part of this new project. Sean Grimond, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Oh, good morning, friend.
So pancreatic cancer, it's on the way to becoming the second leading cause of cancer deaths across the world by 2020. Tell us about the surge of pancreatic cancer. What's happening? What's causing this?
Indeed. Look, pancreatic cancer, I guess the biggest risk factors for it are the likes of diabetes, mm-hmm. Obesity, lifestyle choices like smoking, and indeed living longer. And what we've certainly seen in the US, they're surging forward first, but we're starting to see those increases across the Western world.
So indeed we see that with all cancers. As we live longer, cancer, I suppose, is more generally can be described as an old age disease, I guess. Is that true with pancreatic cancer as well?
Look, that's true. Cancer is definitely more common in the elderly and a disease of the elderly. The difference is we've seen no sizable improvement in survival for this cancer really over the last 40 years.
And tell us a bit about this, because I think many of us are aware of, what happens with a heart attack or what happens with breast cancer or what happens with lung cancer. But unless you know somebody who's suffered from pancreatic cancer, you're not aware of what's such an aggressive cancer it is. Tell us about the point of diagnosis and then death that follows usually.
Sure. So, in terms of this disease, unlike some of the other cancers which patients may go through quite a lot of treatment and will either be cured or may ultimately lose their battle, pancreatic cancer, on average, patients would only live 6 months or so. It's quite often it's diagnosed late and it's inoperable, but it is also a very aggressive disease. So once it's established, we find that most of our standard modes of care and the standard therapies that we use and can be quite effective in other cancers just have never really given us any sort of purchase on this disease.
Because there's not time to work with them, to experiment with different medications, different treatments, because the life expectancy is only 3 to 6 months?
So that is a component that if you've got a short amount of time, there's a limited number of drugs you may be able to use. But really one of the key things about pancreatic cancer, as we now understand, is that the underlying genetics behind it, what goes wrong to make that cancer grow, is really very complex compared to other cancers. And therefore we find that very small numbers of patients will actually respond well to a drug rather than a decent cohort.
Oh, I see, because it's a genetic breakdown rather than something can be addressed with a drug treatment easily.
Well, that's right. So, all cancers are caused by damage to the DNA in your cells. So it's like damaging the hard drive in your cells. But the types of damage, the breadth of damage that we can get in pancreatic cancer is really quite complex, more so than some of the other cancers we might see.
Okay.
And that then sets up our challenge when it comes to drug response.
And I want to come to that challenge in the organoid bank, because that is key to it. But can we just deal first with why, you said one of the problems is it's often diagnosed late. Why is that? What are the signs? Is it that we can't read the signs, or we're just not familiar with them?
Well, I guess the first sorts of symptoms associated with pancreatic cancer tend to be fatigue, indigestion, back pain. And when you combine that with risk factors like diabetes, obesity, and being elderly, it's not unusual it's not hard to realise that some of those symptoms can go a while before the cancer presents itself.
Sure.
The other thing is the pancreas is actually difficult to get to. It's not easily exposed. You can't see it. So with a combination of those subtle symptoms and a difficulty to actually survey it, it's proving challenging.
Do we know for a fact, have we done the research that establishes if it was picked up earlier, it is more treatable?
Well, we know that surgery certainly gives you the best outcomes, but invariably when surgery tends to just extend your lifespan, we know that this disease, There are various subtypes of pancreatic cancer, and some of them are extremely aggressive regardless of surgery or not.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 19 minutes to 7, and Professor Sean Grimond is pancreatic cancer expert at the University of Melbourne. Sean, tell us about the organoid bank. What is an organoid, and why is this considered to be a breakthrough, this organoid bank you're working on creating?
Absolutely. So an organoid is an experimental model that we can make in the laboratory where we take a biopsy of a patient's tumour, and we're then able to grow that tumour and keep those cells growing into, if you can imagine, almost like a mini pancreas, which we can then do experiments upon. And in this case, we're screening, trying to understand what is actually going to be the drug response for that individual tumour to every drug that's on the market and then the drugs that are also in development.
So if you get that samples and develop the organoids, you can test drugs in a more timely way, so that might give you some more time to work with people and to try and work out which drugs might work, which drugs might help. Is that the point?
That's ultimately where we go. We're in a really exciting position right now that Australia has actually led the international effort into understanding the root causes of pancreatic cancer. There's a very large effort called the International Cancer Genome Consortium, and Australia really has defined that landscape. And we have a wealth of potential druggable targets there that we can see as avenues to try to tackle patients when they have a specific mutation. So what we're looking to do here is review the current drugs, try to actually work out how we can personalise these approaches, but also set up the rules for what are the things associated with resistance and sensitivity. And once we've learnt those rules with this sort of assay, we hope in the future to make that some sort of clinical test which could be used real time to help oncologists.
Sean, some of the lesser known cancers where there's less awareness have suffered from a lack of funding, partly because of that lack of profile. Is that true of pancreatic cancer or for research, or is the research well underway and well funded?
There's never
enough, I know. But
yes, indeed. So, I mean, pancreatic cancer is underrepresented in terms of mortality. When you have a look at incidence, there are other cancers there that are more common. It's fair to say that all avenues of cancer research, and indeed how do we translate these fantastic discoveries more into improving outcomes for patients, is the key.
Well, it is a matter of life and death, literally, Sean, so good luck with that. Thank you very much for joining us.
A pleasure, thank you.
Professor Sean Grimmond is a pancreatic cancer expert and Batali Chair of Cancer Medicine at the University of Melbourne. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 17 minutes to 7.